Dava Yavesh. Beishishim Kenegdo, Hachaticha Nanesa Tchila, Nish'eret B'Yisura. Tzarech La'asira Misham Im Akira. Remena Makira B'Tela. Remena Hachaticha Ruhil Iskabe. Dava Lach, Hakol Mutter, Me'achaticha Shishin Negad Masha Nesa Tchila. But as far as the original din, the original Issa would remain no matter what. That's what the Ramah says. Yes. No. The Ramah made two comments over here. First of all, when the Mechaber passed over here, Udav Yovich, Beishishim Kenegdo, Hachaticha Nanesa Tchila, Nish'eret B'Yisura. The tzarech la'asira misham im makira, the main makira b'teila, the main chaticha will iskabe. The medav alach hakol mutter me'achadika shishin neged mashenesa tchila. But as far as the original din, the original issa would remain no matter what. That's what the Ramah says. Yes. No. The Ramah made two comments over here. First of all, when the mechaber passed over here at the beginning. The chaticha nas nevela, even if you don't chaticha nas nevela, the original chaticha remains utter. So the mechaber Ramah says, you're right, as opposed to what you said in Tzadi Beis. That's the first little one in the Ramah. Then after the mechaber keeps talking about double lach, the mechaber is the distinction between lach and yavesh. The Ramah says, that's a very nice distinction, it's very nice, maskin. That's always going according to the mechaber l'shitaso, who holds you don't say chaticha nas nevela b'shari surim. But since we are known to say chaticha nas nevela b'shari surim, so forget it, it's always utter. That's what he says. Right? Unless what Shishim originally thinks to be Mevala. Otherwise, it wouldn't be called the Ramah. Right? It wouldn't be. Kazav Kiveger says the following. Look at what he says. Vima Shendog and Mechulet. The crazy you're placing. Tom Al Ramah. Kevin to Moses of Balach Efshel Sokhtel Mutter. Him Kain Eish Shayach Lama Ladidan Dinog and Lama Chatichanas and Nevela. And chiluk ben lach liyavesh, okay, when the belach efshel softa mutter, lo shayach klal lo mechaz begabei chaticha nas nevela, ayin shom sheherich. What's the assumption of that the crazy or placey is making? So look what he says. Because elashitaso sheshino vishila, he said twice or three times, the Rashba is important. The Rashba. Oh, sir, hachaticha atma why the sviole the atlo amin hachaticha nas nevela mikol makom efshe the sokto asur velo talya hadadi the chen kasavot the place said it three times says the rabbi kivega I don't believe it v'nifleisim or al kvodo how could he say it hamavuah bechidushi arazve v'torah sabayas ha'oruch. That means Aruch. You know the Rashbam is typical Torah Sabayas. He divided into two parts. The Torah Sabayas the Aruch, which means the long work which explains all the laws of some length. It's right over here. You can look at it. Torah Sabayas. And on the side, you have the Torah Sabayas HaKotzer. What is that? It's a quick synopsis of all that he had come to, of all the conclusions which he had arrived at, all the Pulpulim, the Shakavataya, the Machloksim. And the Torah Sabayas Aruch, he just wanted to. And called the Torah Sabayas HaKotza. Then there was a better, remember how it worked? Then there were, Rabban Levi, who was a contemporary of the Rashba, wrote a better Kabayas, attacking the Torah Sabayas. And the Rashba, anonymously, wrote a sefer called Mishmeret Sabayas, which he claims to be an impartial observer who always comes down on the side of the Rashba against the Ra'ah. Turns out that the Mishmeret was really written by the Rashba himself, so happened. But it's a very fascinating polemic back and forth. They're all arguing on this and that. And fascinating stuff. So here, that's Tafhei Tes, no, Tafhei Aleph is Torah Sabayas Oroch, as opposed to Tafhei Kuf, I guess, I don't know. Torah Sabayas Akata. I mentioned something that the Tur did not have a, Tur did not have a Torah Sabayas Oroch. He only had a Torah Sabayas Akata. Because the Tur lived shortly after the Torah Sabayas was written. I was reading today a tshuva the Rashba wrote to the Rosh. The answer we were discussing yesterday. If you figure out the generation comes out, the two is only one generation later after the Rosh, so the Rosh wasn't that well, publicized at that time. He didn't have it. The post will say he made many mistakes in understanding the Rashba, Torah Sabayas, he didn't have the this thought. So now the Arach, he just had a little bekitza to tell us about the katzim. But someone can make a mistake on the Shulchan Arach, if you didn't see the Beis Yosef, you didn't see the Gemara. If you don't see the source, it's hard to figure out a brief synopsis. Okay, getting back, just an aside, you should know who we're reading at. Tia Shnas Maisa Gedolim. After, can't see, it knows who the Gedolim are, Golem are. So that's the Torah Sabayas Aruch, the Rajabah. Says he, the Efshel Asof To Asur, Hainu, Demash and Nifshat Mimenu, Asur Kulo, Af Tam Heter, the Chaticha Nas and Avela. The Efshel Asof To Mutter, Hainu, the Schita Saheter Shanishat Mimenu, Mutter. Why? The law mean a Chaticha Nas and Avela. Usvila the Hilchasa the Efshel Asof To Mutter. The Rashba Paskins and Shari Surim Chaticha is not Nas and Avela, and Efshel Asof To is Mutteri Paskin. Not like we said before, not like the Vilna Gaon, the same shot in the based in the Ran, that we pass in Chaticha, lo nas in the Vela, but Efshel Sokhto was. No! So I was saying Chaticha, lo nas in the Vela, mele Efshel Sokhto was mutter, like Pashup Shad in the Gemara. Ah, umash, osar a Chaticha. Hainam is Svara. What's a Svara? It's a new phrase according. The Ein Hag'ola Be'ochlin. Kemosh Akosav Lehedja, the Chidush Rashba, the Tulas Rashba, a new concept. Ain Hagolah Ba'ochlin. You know, Hagolah, what does Hagolah mean? Kasha Kalim is called Hagolah. You cannot do Hagolah on a piece of meat. You can't do it. That's not Shia. Mishim Hochi. Wait. Patience. Mishim Hochi. Belach. Shem is Pashid Beshaveh. Mutter. Why? Belah Armina Chaticha Nasan Avela. Umela efshar l'sochto is mutter. V'kayalam devei ha'amo k'pshuto. Why? V'fim ha'adakayam l'chaticha nasa nevela. I'm reading from Kivege. L'chaticha nasa nevela. Chayam de efshar l'sochto osur. Memela. Gam balak what? Should be osur, no? No, it's a mistake. Oh, that doesn't mean, huh? Osur has to be, right? Gam balak osur, quite a mistake. Gam balak osur. The ein chilek bein lach v'yovish. The mashem achalak harash po bein heyem hu mitam disfirolei. Efshu the sochto mutter. Gam v'yovish. Frat v'yovish chashin an shem alo nifbar atam. V'zeh lo shayach balak. Here's explaining. Ein agolot ochlin is you have no rock bottom guarantee that you even got out the tam. Maybe it's still has tam isser. Now it's still 1%. Maybe it's still 2% of it is still there. Because it's not uniformly distributed. Because Elo Shaykh Balak, which is uniformly distributed, so Balak would be Mutter. That's the distinction which the Mechaber is drawing over here between Yovish and Lach based on the Rashba. Abba. Lamad the Kaimalon. Efshel Asokhto is also. The Gamma Hetanat Isser. The Gamma Balak came. The Maishno. Zulak, that's the Meruba, Samchin, and Al-Araiva, the Mechala, Gamba, Laman, the Mechadicha, and Asa, the Vela, the Lachli Yavish. Yeah. Kol Zanir, the Pshitus, the Harichus, the Mosar, Lule, Shere, Isi, Shere, Kresi, the Plesi, the Pasuf, Ken. Period. This is what the major thrust of the Reb Kive. Beautiful Pshat. Yeah. Now, if you look on the, this is what he says. This is what Rabbi Kivega says. Okay. If you look in the Mata Yohonasan, it's an iceberg. Huh? So there's one little line over here, in the bottom. Ava chaticha atma asura, v'fisha isa shabba eno nifut imeno legamri. Masha enkein bedavar hanivla v'chulei. Shad ne'mechaber. Says he, v'yesh loma, ho ha'mechaber svirulei e'efshul osa, whatever it is, I don't know how to read it. Efshul osa, whatever, right? Imkein, mas v'yesh v'chalek ben chaticha l'davar hanivla. Avshu Davar Anivlal, Mikomakom Ain, is it a different menu of Gamre? Yeah. He's working with the assumption that what? What assumption is he working with? The Mechala Pasuk, Epshel Softo, is Asur. Epshel Softo is Asur. Why? Because there's a tiny bit of Issel left. So the Lach should also be Asur. He doesn't understand the Mechala. Fish, Lami, Armina, Natam, Mishun, the Nikwa, Shem, Yisrael, Pamachas, Mashen, Kim, Bidava, Nivel, Havi, Nicha. Avun, in the Epshel Softo, and Mechala, Klau. It's Softo, Lama. Yaf, the Kaimalon. Epshel Softo, Asur. That's what he's trying to say, no? Hainu, Shalom, Nisha, Bisoch, no, how else do you read? Hainu, Shalom, Nisha, Bisocho, Rak, Mashu. Because Ikar Atam, Shanisa, Bisuro, Hainu, the Nikwa, Shame, Israel, Love, Pam, Achas, Shuv, Lo, Chazal, Atero. Avabadavar, Anivlal, Lo, Shayach, Hocha. Lo, Arminon, Evshel, Asocho, Osu. What did he say? That a tremendous shot over here to Bobby Anderson is saying. Because the first he saw of Epshel Softo is that once something has a Shem Isser Nikra on it, even if you remove 99%, as the tiniest Mashu of Isser is left, it still retains the Shem Isser. Then once you assume that shot, we could say a Svara. And Misvara wants to say that a Shem Isser on a Chaticha only applies to a salad. This piece of meat had a Shem Isser on it. Even though now you squeeze all the milk out, the Shem Isser remains. But when it comes to liquids, says suggests the Matthew Yonasan. What kind of Shem Isser? No Shem on a liquid. The liquid is the liquid. It's not a... Maybe. Maybe it doesn't mean it. It's not choshev enough. Well, I don't know how to phrase it. He doesn't really explain it all. He just says, he's gestures. He says, it's not a... What kind of shame is it? It's not a chaticha, it's a piece of liquid. It's liquid. We don't know what it means. It means like a blood mitzvah, it's not chashev enough. We're not sure what it means exactly. We don't know. But we can understand that such a concept exists. No. Now I want to review with you. Let's go slowly. What does it mean? Now, it's very confusing. What does it mean, national self to us, sir? What does it mean, national self to me? Okay. What does it mean? Let's say national self to us, sir, first. What does that mean? A fundamental machlokus in the Rishonim. What do the words mean? The rhymes of the Pharisees, although I think it maybe have been past the, was it before you cut off, or after you cut off? Some of the rhymes of the Pharisees. That Epshel Softo also means even if you took out every last bit of Issa. You saw it? Somewhere says Mefarish. The beginning. Every last bit. There's zero Issa left. It's still us. That's what the word Epshel Softo also means. Epshel Softo totally can squeeze out every last drop of Issa and it remains us. That's what Rambam said. Well, wherever it applies. That's what it says. Akasha. Even if you could, Eliyahu Navi will come and take it all out. It still remains us. That's how the Ran understands Epshel Softo. Wait a minute. The Rashba. Okay, I don't want to. Wherever it applies. The Rashba. How's the Rashba think to Lemsha? Can't tell. Huh? Same thing? The Rash... Well, according to which Mandiyama? And therefore it's again similar to the Ram. So let me quote you. Unfortunately, it was left off the Ram Akalmas because the other place which say the same thing. The simplest place when he showed you is in the Tosfos, which comes in the sugya later on. So although it'll be on the Ram Akalmas in a few weeks, but we can't wait that long. Look over here in Tosfos, Kuf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. I'm in the middle of nowhere. It's not nowhere for us. It's nowhere. Middle of a very famous sugya Malicha, but it's, for us it's nowhere. Take a look at the Tosfos, the bottom Tosfos. Kufi Beis Amud Aleph. Tosfos says, Rafil Laman Diyama Liel Das Kufkesim Ibeis Efshel Self to Osir Yesh Lahatir Kan. Why? Skipping a line. The Kevan Shadam Nifrash. He's left from Amad Nifrash. Okay? Kuf Yud Beis Amad Al. The bottom tosis. I'm now starting the third from the last line. Mimenu Lagamre. Ein Nishabotam Vafilu Mashu. The copy of Bekimadavar. Below Dami the Efshel Self to Liel. The Hasan Ein A Easter Yose Lagamre. Ela Shemiz Batel. Says Tosfos that Efshel Self to Osim is like this. You have a Dvaris which constitutes 3% of the whole Taruf. More than 1/60th, much more. Then you manage to squeeze out 2/3 of what's there, and now the Yisr constitutes only what? Only 1% of the Yisr. If you only discuss current events from right now, what would you say? 1% Yisr is Nachbos L'Beshishin? Shri Yimuta. Ef Shel Asof tells you no. It's still us. But, if we would, one should say that what? If one should be assured that 100% of the Issur came out, that even the Ma'adam holds Efshel Self to also would say what? Would say that it's Mutter. Because the fundamental machlokus in the Ran and Tosis and Shad and Efshel Self to us is Efshel Self to us mean what? So what? It's us no matter what? Retains the Issur no matter what? Or does Efshel Self to us mean no, that since a little bit goes, even though it's Batal B'Shishim, we say, Bitul B'Shishim does not apply. It's too late for Bitul B'Shishim. But if everything goes out, it would be Mutter. That's the machlokus if you hold Efshel Sochto, Efshel Sochto, of course, it could relate to what we discussed 2 days ago, 3 days ago. The Shaira Ein Anesa, which you all, everyone knows the expression by now, how's it go? Ein Anesa Yochel Lester El the Makam Shis Asmi Yochel El Sham. Who holds which way on that issue? Tosis accepts Ein Anesa, and Iran rejects Ein Anesa. What's the connection between that question of Ein HaNetzar and this question of Efshel Self to Osir? It fits in nicely, right? Why? Because the Ran said, well, here, how can I chanik Ein HaNetzar? The thing itself becomes a shtick isser. And even though you're telling me that the original Issa can't get this, so what? It's like Efshel Self to Osir. A similar idea. So what? If the original piece of whatever it was, of Issa, cannot get to the next point. What's the difference? The middle piece became Nessa, it became itself a Dvar Yisr, and therefore the same as it is Usr, even if you remove every last bit of Yisr from it, Efshel Self to Usr, so too it can act the piece next to it. But Tosfos will learn that even the piece itself would become but the Luyut, so you can get every single piece out. So how's it going to go out something else? Maneva, Tosfos is good. Tosfos Efshel Self to Osir is a piece itself, and you squeeze every Luyus Del Yonah would come and tell you every single piece came out, it would be Mutter. The Mela says, Ein Anes V'Yochel Esa El Mokom Shitzat V'Yochel Erev Shachar. If the Yisra cannot get there, so no worse than Efshel Self to in this extreme Efshel Self to the Self to the Gamre, which is Mutter. No, because Ein Anes means that if the Yisra Atmo, the original Yisra cannot get past here for whatever reason. So beyond this point, we're going to watch you out. I want to say, on the fact that this big piece gave time. So very good, the big piece gave time. Even the big piece itself, if you squeeze out the original Yisr entirely, it would become Mutter. The call that day. So past this line, it's no worse. If you squeeze out the Yisr entirely, you know for a fact there's no Yisr there. So, very good. Beautiful. That's your lesson itself for us. Now the question becomes, you know, worth discussing, even though we pass Efshel Self to Osir, at least the Halacha, the Ramah, you pass Kol Yisuri Torah, what if Efshel Self to Mutter? What happens then? What does it mean, Efshel Self to Mutter? What do you say? What does it mean? Yeah. Well, so what does the Rashbo say? I left out the Rashbo. I said, I'm not going to talk from the Ran. That was very nice. Keep out the Rashbo. What is the Rashbo saying? Well, let's look at that again. Rabbi Kivei quoted the name of the Rashbo. Because the Rashba says, the Rashba paskins Afshar l'sochta was mutter. This is fitting right with my next question. Now I can finally figure out, hey, what does it mean, Afshar l'sochta mutter? What do the words mean? He tells what the words mean. What does it mean? He's Sfira l'chsayti in the sixth line of the Kivega, right underneath the margin of on top. Sfira l'chsayti, to Afshar l'sochta mutter, great. So what happens? Everything is fine in there. No, not so good. Why? Umasha osar hachaticha. Ah. Drashbos, even though Efshel Sokta Mutter, still the original hachaticha, he says, remains osar. Hainu mistvara de ein hagola be ochlin. What do you mean, ein hagola be ochlin? This means that maybe it's still nosen tam, because it's not uniformly distributed. Everything works out beautifully. This is a beautiful chat. And what's going on over here in the Mechaba and the Ramah, everything's beautiful going to this. What does he say? What does it mean, Efshel Sokta Mutter? Efshel Sokta Mutter means that if I can be guaranteed that right here and now it's less than Shishim, it's Bottle B'Shishim, then it's Bottle B'Shishim. We don't take into account the past history of what happened before. But says the Rashi, we never can never guarantee. Things will just don't distribute uniformly. You don't know. So you have no guarantee. So it's takasa. The mail of my double lach, we have a guarantee because lach is distributed uniformly. It will be mutta. That's exactly what the Machaber is saying here. Like the Rashi. He passes Efshel Sokta Mutter, because Chatichel ain't an asin available to Shari Surim. Efshel Sokta Mutter. But now that the Chatichel is itself because you're not sure how it distributes. But by Lach, well, you are sure how it distributes, so it's Mutter. Kamis Ramon says, very nice. That's according to you, the Mechaber. But since we hold what? Chatichel an asin available to Shari Surim. So the Mela, even if granted you have uniform distribution, so that now you're sure that the liquid involved here, is the liquid, is only 1% of the divisional total, still also. That's exactly what Efshel Sokta Mutter means. At the very least. At the very least. Everyone agrees to that stage of Efshel Sokta Mutter. There's 1% it remains us. If it's 0% it's a machlok, but 1% is certainly. Sorry? No, that's the original thing of Bottle B'Shishim. No, that's the original of Bottle B'Shishim. Okay? And Chilur ben Avalach of Yerush. Did my Nessa Kvar? She's connected though. No, different story. Later is Bottle B'Shishim. But no. This is it. Oh. Now, we come to one more Nakuda. And that is the second part of the Kiveg, which is also fascinating. We were discussing at some length the Shach and the Talis, the Trey Masho business. Right? Remember that whole story, this, that, other thing. Talis of the Kiveg, of course, is another Arashbo. Arashbo? Says the Kiveg, Ubiike Divri Atav. I'm skipping one paragraph for the moment. Kaf mavur b'rashbo b'divrei harashbo b'shitas Rabbeinu Ephraim the sphere de lo amir chatich anas nevel. Haino, he says, di lo nivra ala mashu lo yatzorech levatel habalua de eino yochol is fashe klal lechutz. What does that mean? He says, what is he saying over here? He connects it with what? What's he tupling with over here? Ein anessa yachalessa. The whole tuple over here. Back to you. Say ein anessa. You don't say ein anessa. That's the whole discussion. It goes on and on and on and on. What's the Bekivegas assuming pshat? What's the saying pshat over here? Why do we say that? Kol shu. You don't say chatich anas in avela. In effect, why? Ein anessa. The Paul's answer. Ein anessa. So what's Trey Mashu based upon? Ein anessa. If that's the case, should it apply only Bimino? Or even Shalom? Only in the case where we ask only Bimino? or even in the case where we ask for shalom amina. What? Both cases. So the Rebbe Akiva Eiger says the Taz is right. The Taz is right. Wait. The Taz is right. Taz is right. Comes out. Amazing thing. I have a mashu of Issa falling into part A. And then part of part A falls into part B. So what's he saying? I'm a tziyasach. I thought Pashim Shari reads over here. I'm a tziyas. Not one mashu of the mashu got into part C. From A to B to C, right? A fell into B, and a little bit of B fell into C. He's saying I'm a tziyas. That's what Kivaga is saying. Not one mashu of A ends up in C. Now, if you study physics, you know it's a problematic thing. A mashu is only a mashu. I mean, that if you have 0.01% falling in, all right, it's 0.01%, so it's a fair little. It'll be 0.00000001% before, but how can you say that a mashu won't get in? Yep.
There is something wrong about where the mashu get one chatzis, like saying one person that wants to get another chatzis. The mashu falls into the wrong job, and one part of the people is in there. That
right, so that's good. That's not bad. Correct. Okay, so it falls to a chatifa. Even so, it's a chiddush. Because if we believe that the rota is an available call of tamshim and kizera, so even that's a chiddush. You're right. This Taz himself at the end of that Taz, the long. I never asked him to look in the original Taz. I short circuited the Taz to look in the Kusa Kesef, because the Taz is a yay long. If you look at that yay long Taz at the very end, he seems to indicate that when am I mimat to say mashu only when? By the Gush. But by the lach v'lach, you would ask to say mashu, which fits in well, I agree. But it's still a big kiddush. The Chazon Ish, I mentioned this to you yesterday, denies that the Rashba ever meant that. Although the Lashon, as you quote here, is pretty indicative that he really did mean it. But the Chazon Ish has a different Lashon than the Rashba. Not from the Kiddushim, but from the Mishmeret Habai. There he writes, and I quote, the Rashba writes, the also mashu, Rowan also less aracherim ki'ilu eino. That's a far cry. The first shot we seem to say a physical thing. That simply the mashu never got out. Now I think a halachic thing. That original mashu, we view it, legabe asking other things as if it wasn't there. Now, what do I mean as if it wasn't there? What do I mean really, really, really? I mean physically it is there. That's already a whole new Mahalach and Gansin, a whole story. What? I must tell you, the Aruch HaShulchan... Okay, could be. Aruch HaShulchan holds like a Viki Vega. And he has this funny expression. He said over there, you know, there's a tremendous Machloch, there's a Shach and a Taz, Trey Mashu, back and forth. So I don't understand. He said, what are they fighting about? Chanal to Machloch. That's right. I don't understand. He says... He says, "Because the machlokes are shach, the taz mekudas hakesef. Utsmihani, shenechukub adava shekvar nechukub barav asena harishonim. Everything's mutter the Rashi. Both matter everything. Umid buvad barav sham then koach ba mashu lahaplet. Whole story. Habi kilek kana is kana isu klal. He's also assuming, huh? The Rashi bar he assumes is matter." And he calls a tour, others will disagree with the whole Mahalach of the Rashba. So it's very fascinating over here what it comes down to, because it is that the Machlokas, the Taz, and the Shachas goes back to Rishon already. And it may depend on it, the Chazon Ish denies it. Oh. I have one more point I have to discuss now, and then tomorrow is a marathon. You know what that means? That means that we start Shi'a earlier. When is our Mishif started? Around 12 o'clock? Approximately. Before. A little before. So when he starts, we'll start. So it's a marathon. So you'll have to, I suggest you go as far as you can in Amakolas, because once a week we always catch up with our
catch up,
right. I catch up to the schedule that I'm keeping for myself. Okay? Alright. There's one thing I want to discuss today. I have the following shout. This is a shout. You have water, and a little bit of chicken soup fell into the water. Okay? A little bit. And this water fell into milk. Listen to the shower. Okay? Now, the milk is 60 times the chicken soup, but not 60 times the water. I'll give you an example. An ounce of water fell into a quart. An ounce of chicken soup fell into a quart of water. 32 ounces. I'm going to make sure I got the facts right. Into a quart of water. Quart of water. Now, the whole quart of water, the whole thing, fell into a big pot, a few gallons of milk. What's the difference? This is a shout that ask you on the old days. You know, in the old days, okay? Canary. What's the din? What's the din? This could happen. This could happen right here in the kitchen anytime. It could happen. What do you say, David? Nah, don't mention that word. Don't mention the word. Some people don't hear that word. I don't want to go there. That's not fair. Oh, David, put it in a nutshell. Do you say chatichan as a pleasure? That's right. That's exactly it. Do you say chatichan as a veil? Yes. What about chatichan as a pleasure? What do you say, Yeshim? We don't say? Hanan. You don't say chatichan as a... You don't say chatichan as a... You don't say chanaf. You don't say chanif as a veil. You don't say chatichan as a pleasure. Shimon passes the cool. Okay? One second. It's a good svar. It's a good svar. Because Chatiha nas nevela is by nevela. There's no nevela over here. There's no nevela. Wait. Wait a second. Who said so? Shimon said so. Who else said so? So if you look in Shulchan Aruch, it is an indication that Shimon might actually be right. But it's hard for me to tell you, I'm just going to show it to you where the proof is, and you'll have to figure out yourself when you get to it. It's on the Mount of Climate. Take a look in Simon Sadi Dalet Sifo, page 418. Let's give a look there. Take a look, you see it? Bitsalim al Yerokos, Shebluim, Mibasar, who bishlem bekadera chalevin, im yadua kamabasa belua bebitsalim, bebirokos, and tsarach shishim elekadegara basa. Why? Lo shayach leomar chaticha nasas nevela, hoil vadayat kulo heter, lochain and tsarach lushar, rakdegan mashabola. But the Ramah. The Ramah goes along with it. The Ramah's matter. So it appears they don't say Chatiha Nasa Nevela. What's the Svara? So if you tie in together, as the Gemara seems to, Efshel Sof to Osu with Chatiha Nasa Nevela, it fits in. Now what am I saying? When something becomes Osu, it's Osu. And it just becomes a shtick Issen. Right, so it finished. You have to measure connected kulo. We're going to say, if it became fleshic, it's not a pejorative fleshic. I mean, fleshic is nothing wrong with fleshic. So therefore, fleshic. So the metziah is out. So it's fleshic. So then if you just spread the time of bosser out over a greater amount, so the kamata. That's how we pass the mahalach. Chaticha nas in the veil, yes. The chaticha nas in milk, not the fleshic, no. Okay, we'll stop here, and then tomorrow we'll try to do the whole daf inside his Zion as much as we can.
No, all
liquid.
So the whole thing's mutter. The chicken itself is soup. The soup itself is mutter.
Why is that? Yeah, in this case, everything is mutter, right? In the case I just described, everything is mutter. One might have.
Even if there isn't 60 negative soup.
Right. Well, one might have thought that the soup became a shtickle the nail, a shtickle pleasure. And then with the water and the soup. Very real for many people. Okay, so we spent a week trying to learn a few lines of Gemara here. Now, Let's just review from the very beginning. The Mishnah said it outside of Hovim Vez, Yerach Shin is possible with Yidhanosha, Neshko Benos and Tower and Asura. So we know it's the rule of Sinas Tam, make the whole thing trade. Says the Gemara Mashmuel, Lo Shonu Elo Shin is Bashalba, Aval Nitzlaba, Kole, Fiochel, Ashimagia, Legid. Sli would not be the same as Bishal. It's cooked, we assume it's a liquid medium, and the taste is spread throughout the entire pot. If, however, it's a sli, it's roasting and there's no liquid, then kolei fiochel asher magia legid, that the taste is not spread throughout the entire pot, it only goes to a certain limited amount. How limited is this amount? That's a question. Could they klipa, could they natila? Tosa discusses, and we saw already in Shulchan Aruch, a discussion of what this means precisely, but certainly it does not go throughout the entire pot. Ask the Gemara Eini, the Amarat Huna Gedisha Tlo Bechelbo Asul Echol Achim Rosh Ozno. The ear is certainly more than a clip away from the fatty parts of the animal. Answer the Gemara Tzai Zayin Amar Aleph Shani Chelev Zim Mefapea. What's Mefapea? Penetrates. That's Chelev, it's a Dava Shuman, a Dava Shaman, I should say, it's a fatty substance. It can be Mefapea, it can go beyond the Kedek Klipa and the Tila and actually extend throughout the entire pot, throughout the entire piece, anyway. It doesn't say throughout the entire pot, that's important. It's not clear, it's Machlokes to Rishonim actually, whether it can go beyond the piece into another piece.
Okay,
so it's the rosa, right. We have a klal, there is a rule which you'll see, you may have seen already in your tour through Yerodea. Ein, what's the lesson again? Ein balua yote mechaticha lechaticha belo rota. You see that one? It come up in the shop somewhere? No? Ein balua yote mechaticha lechaticha belo rota. No, that's something, they don't have that kibbutz. I don't know why. It's something which is absorbed will not bleed from one chaticha to another without the benefit of rota. We really alluded to that already without mentioning it by name. But davashamein, the some possum say that davashamein not only to go from one corner of the chaticha to another without liquid medium, just with the tliya, it may even go to another chaticha. That's a machlokas avishon. We'll come to that machlokas way down the road again. Okay. Now, we see from this Gemara b'pshuto that Dov Shamein is Mefapeah throughout the entire Chatich. The Ramah makes it very complicated for us by saying, we're not sure exactly what is a Dov Shamein. We don't know what's Shamein and what's not Shamein. Since we don't know what's Shamein and what's not Shamein, therefore what happens? We're Machmir, of course. And what do we Machmir? In effect, that it comes out that every single thing which is nasty, even Mitzliah, can alter the entire piece, unless it's Bazel B'shishin. If it's Bazel B'shishin, then what happens? He's still going to take Khalifa because maybe it's not a Dava Shamin. Not only that, even if it's Dava Shamin Bevadai, there are some poskim who say that even if it's Bazel B'shishim, you still need a Kadei Klipa. Again, as the Shmechava Pathis and the Rashbo against the Mashmos of the Tosas over here. What's the Shaila? Do we say that Dava Shamin is so powerful that actually it's distributed throughout and the Tila which is closest by has no more on average than any other piece of the meat? Or do we say, no, sure it's very powerful, it spreads it very far, but still there's a greater concentration, the closest Kedei Klipa, Kedei Netila. So that even though it's supposed to be Shishin, you're supposed to take a Kedei Klipa. The Mechab is Machmer there, and certainly we're Machmer in the case of a Dava Kochosh that we think might be Shami. Because if we get it, we get it in the neck on both ends. You always need Shishin, you always need Kedei Netila. Because normally we say it's a liquid medium, it's rotev. Rotev, the Gemara of the Farish, Kufchet, in near the Kisa, is Batul B'shishim, the Farish. There's no reason to assume that the Dover, the Trefa thing or the Milchka thing, is any more concentrated closer than further. It's just Latam B'chol HaKadera. But by Tzli, we're basically just one contact point. So it stands to reason that there's more greater concentration and density at the contact point. It doesn't stop here as it usually would stop, but there's still greater concentration and density, and therefore we have to take a klipa. That's the Rashba says. That's what the Rashba says. The Tosas would apply over here. Our Tosas are not that. Shani Chayot Mefapeah, that it's not true. You wouldn't need it for the Netilah by Adam HaShamim. But the Mechaber in Simon Kufay Tifay is Machma like the Rashba. The Machlokos are Rishon. Okay. Machlokos are Rishon. Fine. So far, so good. Says the Gemara, Uvechel of Asur, the Omer Abba Barachana, Uvda Hava Kamedi Rabbi Yochanan, the Knishta Dimon, the Gedish, it's low, the Chelba of Asur, the Shalul, the Rabbi Yochanan, the Omer, Kole, Piochel, Achemagi, Ala Chelbo. You see that what? That is Mutter, there's no need to worry about the entire Kedera. Answer the Gemara, Hahu Kochushab. What does that mean? The Tosas. Hahu Kochushab. Mefarash Aben Atam. Kochushab Lekach Shuri. The Chelev Kochush Eina Mefapea. It was non-fatty fat. Sakma? What does that mean? Non-fatty fat. It wasn't so fatty. I mean, it was Chelev, but it wasn't so fat, so greasy. I'm not sure what property of fat makes it with papaya.
No.
I'm begging the question. What? Odeh Shloma, Kochoshava, V'yesh bo ma'at Chelev, who bottle b'shishin. Oh, hold up, shot. That doesn't mean anything. Then it just means that it was bottle b'shishin. Kochoshava means there's a little bit of fat. And the fat that it had was bottle b'shishin. Well, then it's self-explanatory. Fine. So if you look in the beer agro, that I used to look at, that's in Simon Kufay, Sivkot Lamed Bey, he quotes the Rashba, that's not like the second shot of Tosas. Take a look, the Mechaber says, read the whole Mechaber, Sifhei. V'amed devarim amurim she'ein atzli otzer ela kadei netila b'yerech im gido v'chayote bo dover kochush she'ein bo koach l'fapeh b'chol ha'chaticha avo gedisha meis lo b'chel bo im ein b'chol ha'gedish shishim k'neged kol ha'chele shebo osu lechol ha'chile mirosh ozno she'keim ha'shushamein l'fapeh b'kula Avalim Kokush, Apa Pish and Bashishim, can I call a Chelem Shabo, and Oz Elkhad and Tila, Shachela Shabahim Kakusha, Kokushu Bativo, the Ainam of Apea. Okay, that's what it says. Then, of course, the Ramah says, the next page, and the Bakin, Age of the Kokush or Shamein, the Age left of Bacholidian Adika Shishim, Afilika Shishim of Serach Tilas Makam. V'hachi nog v'machna. V'davka v'isur chelev v'oshar isur v'shayach v'osham nunas. Ava v'isur v'oshayach v'osham nunas v'bevalet kachosh and also v'olak v'vele tila and the shach argues even on that. So everywhere we get stuck at, we get caught both ends. The chumrah is in here. The rabbanon and his kachosh gives you a little bit of a little break you get. Okay. Says the Vilna Golem, Tzivkotin Lamed Beis, Apal Pi She'ein V'chule, Ketir Tzivin Atam, Betosis Hanal, Sadi Zayin Amin Alp. That's our Tosis, the first there. Next, Likud, Ketir Shrishin Shal Tosis Shom, Dibur Amas Lahu, V'chule. The Altiru Tzachron Kosher, the Mitzugya Digamara Mashma, the Shmuel Mode Bazeh, Hu L'Shmuel Asava Min B'mina B'mashu. The problem is like this. Shmuel happens to hold in the middle of the mashu. So how can you say the second terror? What's the test of the second terror? It's Batel, the Shishim, but Shmuel happens to hold that Min Bimino is what? Is the mashu. What do you say, man? Ah, because it opens the question. Are Chelev and Buster 1 minute or 2 minutes? Obviously the God is assuming in his kasha that what? Is considered 1 min. So what would Tosa's second terror clearly have to hold? In order to answer the Vilna Gaon Kasha, that they're 2 minutes. If you looked up, I think I put on the Marma Kama. No, there's a Gaon inside a test, the very beginning. Wasn't on there? Shach quoted it. Shach. Somebody quotes it. In the beginning of the Sadechest, a Machlokas HaPoskim, whether Chelev and Bosa should be considered 1 minute, or should be considered 2 minutes. Right, the machlokas goes right. It goes back to machlokas and rishonim. No question about it. The machlokas and rishonim. Fine. Post we go up to Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber says in Tareches Sefalah that it's a din b'she'ein omino. What does machlokas depend upon? For the chel and the bus is 1 minute or 2 minutes. Well, I don't want to get into that right now. No, I'm sorry. Who knows? Who knows? If there's an expert, we don't need it. The chel and bus taste the same. I mean, it is. Shuman and Cheder, should say. I'm sorry, say. Do you think it should be considered 1 minute? Okay, I don't want to get involved now in the famous machlokas we're going to get to next week or the week after. The bus of Shmuel, bus of Tam, a very fundamental machlokas. We'll have to come to that later. I purposely left the thick toast out to my McCombs. Did you notice that? Did you notice that? Weren't you glad? Did you do make a kiddish? Did you suddenly know that this big one is off? And Mamish, I mean, it's, think about it for a minute. Yes, no?
And if so, does that say that you boil something and
then
the water itself will not transport
and
reach
it
throughout the whole
bucket? Well, the bucket is out, it's pot, means with water. But in those days, you just let it roast in its own juice. The question, what kind of dinner has it? It's not clear. It's not shy. Okay, there's another question the Vilna Gaon points out. The Shalom Abay, Bahanu Atmos of Achule, the Shumno Shogiz, Al Korch Alohaya Shishim, Midiratu la'otro, va'filohachi tiru mishu derafeach etzliu, torat abayis. What's this gemara that he's quoting over here? It's an interesting gemara. See the gemara on Tzadi Zayin Amid Beis? Tzadi Gemara. We're going close. Take a look. Tzadi Zayin Amid Beis. Well, Meliach Harayu Kiroseach, Kovash Harayu Kimavusho. And that's a problem. What's Meliach Kiroseach mean? That salt creates heat or sharpness, whatever. And Mavliya the same as Roseach, as heat. And Kovash, what's Kovash mean? Something is soaked for 24 hours in water or for less time in sharper kind of a liquid. Harayu Kimavusho. And again, the taste spreads. Says the Gemara, Amar Shmuel, Lo Shonu Ela Shen Espashel Ba, Aval Nitzla Ba, Kole Fi Yochel Ad Shemagia Legid. So when it comes to a Tzliya, it only reaches until the Gid, just the Gid. The Chitema, Mai Kiroseach, Fi Amar Shmuel, Kiroseach, the Mavushel. Maybe Malicha is worse? No. But when the Kama Kava Shereka Mavushel, Michlal, the Roseach, the Tzli Kama, Kash. So Meliach Kiroseach is Tzli, and Kavish is the Mevushal Mamish. So the same as Mevushal goes throughout the entire Chaticha, and Tzli only goes to the Klipa, so to Kavish goes throughout the entire Chaticha, and Meliach only goes, what? Kedei Nekila Klipa. So says the Vilna, what's the Gaon saying over here? Gemara on the base. Well, Meliach Hareu Kiroseach, Kovash Hareu Kimavusho. And that's a problem. What's Meliach Kiroseach mean? That salt creates heat or sharpness, whatever. And Mavliya the same as Roseach, as heat. And Kovash, what's Kovash mean? Something is soaked for 24 hours in water or for less time in sharper kind of a liquid. Hareu Kimavusho. And again, the taste spread. Says the Gemara, Amar Shmuel, Lo shanu elash in special ba, aval nitzla ba kole fiyochal asher magia legid. When it comes to a tzliya, it only reaches until the gid, just the gid. V'chitema, my kiroseach v'yom haShmuel kiroseach the mevushel. Maybe melicha is worse. No, but when the kama kavah shereka mevushel michlal the roseach the tzli kama kash. So meliach kiroseach the tzli. And kavish because it's a mevushel mamish. So the same as mevushel goes throughout the entire chaticha, and tzli only goes to kedei klipa. So the kavish goes throughout the entire chaticha, and meliach only goes what kedei nekila klipa. So it says the Vilna, what's the Gaon saying over here? The Gemara on the days. Certainly there was not shishim. Why wasn't there shishim? Me the rot to the osro. I think at one point wanted to answer it. And now at the end, the filahi, he tiru, bishim the kiroseach, the tzli. At the end, the bottom line was that it's mutter. But according to the second day of Tosis, you only matter it when it's what? Batal b'shishim. Kachashav means batal b'shishim. Here it clearly wasn't batal b'shishim. Otherwise, what's the happening to answer it? Elamai, you must answer the what? If it's kachosh, it's the first day of Tosis. For if it's double kachosh, it would not go. And
Mifapeh.
Ah! What did you see? What did you look at? Where else did you look? Where else did you look? I thought you looked in the jackpot sort. It's not in the Mount McComas. I'll come to that in a minute. Oh, whoa. So, 1 second. It's not a terrible kasha with the Rashi's kasha. I mean, Tosin is talking about chelav. Tosin says all chelav to be fatty. That's what his second time says about the b'shishim. But here it's talking about gid. Gid is not as fatty as fat. But the chelav have a whole new possibility. Maybe gid or shumno shel gid is more kal. Because gid itself, we discussed, how you pass it, ain't the gid in. So gid itself is nothing. Forget it. LMI. Shumnoshuk, what does Shumnoshuk mean? There's a little fat around the Gid Anoshe, which is Yisroel Kedoshim name about it. Mikir Adin, it's Mutter. This is Yisroel Kedoshim name, we're machmir ourselves not to eat the Shumnoshuk of the Gid Anoshe, the outside part. It's close to the Gid. Could be only by the Rabbanon, by Chumris. Maybe then and only then, do they give you a break and say, the Rosech, the Meliach, the only Rosech is flee. I thought maybe you had some, this is the book you like to use. Aruch HaShulchan. Aruch HaShulchan, no, Tosfos can't say anything fair. Aruch HaShulchan makes a big deal about this. He claimed that Shita Rambam is based on a few Rambams. It's probably true. But the Rambam Shita is against everybody else. The Rambam Shita is a tzli is the same as, and Melicha will after the entire Kedera. You look carefully that sometimes there's certain things that you know from the first time I ever learned the Gemara for years. I mean, maybe you haven't learned the Gemara for years, but I've assumed since I'm a Pasha, like one of the Ikri Amuna, that everyone knows that Tli and Malika is only Kadei Kli from the Tila. Everyone knows that. Off from the Gemara. So when I saw the Aruch HaShulchan a few days ago, I said, oh my gosh, he's going against the basic things we have assumed for so many years. So the Rambam says, that's not true. And you look carefully in the Gemara, and never says Beferish. This Yisod of ours that Malicha and Tzli is only connected to Natila. Where does it say it? Where does it say it? Here. It says it over here on Tzadi Zayin day. What's the Tzadi Zayin day? It's talking about Shum No Shul Gid. So Aruch HaShulchan claimed with Yer Rambam that ordinarily Malicha and Tzli and Bishul it's all the same. It would answer the whole Kedera. Only in the special case of Shum No Shul Gid they gave you a break and they said that Malicha and Tzli it's only Kedei Kalipa or Kedei Nitila. Wait, 1 second. Wait a minute. where is the source for this? I mean, just to make sure the wall thing up. He quotes it up from the Gemara. Well, the Gemara is a well-known Gemara, but how he learns Pshat is a Chiddush. The Gemara at the end says, in the Sugya of, the Gemara is over here in Kufyud Beis and the Beis. Take a look. The bottom of Kufyud Beis tells a story. Everyone likes a story. Please, story time. What is the story? Rav Mori bar Rachel Imlach le Basa Shkuta bar Basa Treif. Alright? Also the Kamei de Rava. Amale Hatzmeim Lesot Siran the Rolf from the Keeper Shanolting his Treif. Back to Gemara. Top one of Kufyud Gimel. The Lemele Bid Shmuel. Yom HaShmua, Malia, Chareya, Kirasech, Mekava, Shereka, Mevushel. And Mark is upset, Tchiyah. So Mepharshim will ask, what are you talking about? Shmua, Malia, Kirasech, Mekava, Shereka, it's only what? Kedei, Klipa. Here he's asking the whole thing. Let me lay maybe the Shmua. So they give Terutzi. Either they say, it's what? Either they say, it's a Davishamein. Some say he only means meant Asiyah before because they klipa, but all this is just missing. Ikechasim and Asefer. So the Aruch HaShulchan says the Rambam got from this Pashup Shad and this Gemara that it answers the whole thing. Only by the Rabbanans it wouldn't. Only one problem with this Gemara. Only one problem. What's the problem? That's the only problem. It's against the Pharisee Gemara. Shani Chelet Mefapeya. So the old question, where you put the emphasis? We always say, Shani Chelev in the Fafeya. Fatty Sons in the Fafeya. So Hashem says, if you're Rama, if you read it, you read it wrong. Shani Chelev in the Fafeya. Chelev, which is the Isa Daraisa, the Chavar, more than Shumash Shagid. That's why it asks the entire thing. Adkan? It depends where you underline. Huh? You can well, you know, it's telling you that the fact. Take a look, Aruch HaShulchan, I would have known about it, I was putting it in my Makomos, but I didn't know about it until 2 days ago. In Simon Kuf Hei, Sif Nun through Nun Hei. It's a whole Arichas of Tashid of Ramah. That's news to me. I've learned the other day more than once. I never heard of it. Huh? Simon Kuf Hei, Sif Nun through Nun Hei. Yeah. Nothing.
There'd
be a difference by the Rabbanans.
Is it the Rishonim or is it the Gemara that says
Kroteh was Kroteh? The Gemara says Kroteh. Right, that's the Gemara only over here. Right over here by Shum and Shogid. That's the point. It's only found over here in this one place. Look at the Aruch HaShulchan, look at the Rambam that he quotes, and see if you have a way out. I don't know, if you have a different way out of the Rambam, let me know. I'm not reading all the Rambams he quotes. Quote 4 or 5 Rambams. So, Master of the Pharisees like that?
Which one is touched by these?
What are you reading?
That's the next one.
Yeah.
These should call the hell. And then the Gemara says, call the
so what's the corpus have here to learn that it's about the Rishon? Yeah, exactly. That's exactly the point. The Rosh Hashanah points out that the Rambam holds the second, Teres, and Tosis.
And how do you conclude the Tosis?
Oh, not up there. Let's see the Gemara. Let's keep going. Next Gemara. New story. So far, the Aruch HaShulchan's chat has survived the blistering attacks of all the Talmidim. All right, okay. We survived. You'll see, I mean, he has a Rambam. Look, if he made up on his own, I would say it's crazy too. But the Rambam is mashal like him. The Rambam doesn't, these fundamentals that we always work with, the Rambam doesn't quote. Okay. Rav Huna. That's the matter of the Aruch HaShulchan. See, he takes a new approach. You see, when you write a statement from scratch, it gives you a whole new, it's amazing. Everyone else, you know, they're super commentaries. They're writing, the Shach's writing on the Mechaba, and the Prima Zohar's writing on the Shach, and everyone's writing on everybody else. He's bumping up. The Aruch HaShulchan has started from Bereshit. He's like, who says? Well, I'll look in the Rambam. Who looks in the Rambam here? Look in the Rambam. Okay. Let's go.
shot. That's it. You're on tape, Adina. Okay. Says the Gemara, Kafuna by Yehuda Amar, Kuya Bechel Bahava, Bisharya. What does that mean? Rashi, Kuya Bechel Bahava Bisharya, to the Mafsik Karma, the Krum, what's a Krum? I mean a Krum, like a Krum of Torah. What does Krum mean? The membrane. The membrane is Mafsik. Membrane is Mafsik. Kod Allah and the Mechaber. No? Here it is. Sif Tet. Kul Yoshit Slav Bechalbo. Eina Oster Elaka De Klippa. Why? Shakrum Mafsik. That the Krum, the membrane, stops it from spreading too far. It doesn't spread too far because the Krum is Mafsik. Is Mafsik. What does Tosa say? Kulya Bechal Vahala Vashaya. The Fishaya Krum Mafsik. The Nira. Shitzarach Vahasim and Akulya Kade Klippa. Why? The Fee. Shakrum Atmo Muvlam and Achela. Can I mean on the Yale? Slosa Karmeav. This gets complicated with the Chela Sugi. Which was exactly what I mean. I'm sorry? Ain't an F in me. What does that mean?
Because
it says
the Krum
is us. It doesn't penetrate through, but it itself, like you know, like a bulletproof vest. It absorbs the bullet. May not cool your Kadek Krippa. I'm sorry? Well, look at the next line. It's a Krum Atmo Muvla Min Achelet. Sorry? Includes the Krum? I'm not sure about that. Could it be that it the entire Krum, it has, I don't know the properties of it, if people know what exactly it's saying. It absorbs chel, it's all that chel, so somehow stop from going through. And then maybe the last could actually be even. Maybe.
What's the last effect?
Then it'll go on, you can bite it. Maybe not. Maybe not. I don't know, I'm not sure. The Machabah's lesson is again inconclusive. Kulya should slow the chelbo, ain't os elekade klippa, shakrum mastik. Doesn't say, if you can, it's inconclusive. Let's see, maybe we can figure it out a little bit later. Then Toma. Litza kulya, mishum de mefapea ba loven kulya. The Rabbi Yochanan gufei yosel liel loven kulya kadamina de memareik loy. Yesh loma, kevin lo osel lama de Rabbanon, eino oser esa kulya. Well, the Rabbanon, they gave you a break. This is what we discussed earlier. The Rabbanon, they somehow give you a little bit of a break over here. Ala the Shach, who was the guy that Achurma, you mentioned before, that we're machmir. Hey, he says, look, the Rabbanon, look, I'm just giving you a marshal. Usually say cold ticket or bonnet can't rice a ticket. Well, should make the distinction. There's no intrinsic weakness in it. But
I
think you can
the
rice. But not make too many
clothes. Right.
Right, that's what the Vilna Gaon points out. The Vilna Gaon points out. I think it's a cut in Membo. The Gaon says, look at Tulsus, he says. He says after time of Kai Tirutsa, the who considered Haram Shon, Sibra Maskal Shiny, the time one came, the previous host. The kids are, all the toasts in there are connected, they're going to go on to one to the other. Just hold on a minute. The Ramah, though, knocks the whole thing out anyway, so don't even bother. The Ramah says, this is like the history of your day. The Mechabit Matin, the Ramah says, well, we're knowing the Chumrah. Aimless shadows, poets, get Yishchen and Nochas. Can I tell you? The Yesh Altrim. The Chay Nohagin, the Aimless Shadows. Don't change anything. Okay, the question, where does it come from? Why? Why should we be Macher over here? What's the reason for it? Why should we, look, I'm not against Kumaris, but that's the reason for it. You can think of any possible reason? So the Vilna Gaon says, sure. Called the smack. What does Smak say? What does Smak say? Smak say, we don't pass like you say with the Smak says, the Gemara gives three answers. Look, Gemara had a kash over here. That's the overview, the broader view of the Gemara. How did the Gemara begin? Gemara has a kash. Stop in the top line of the page again. Ubechelev asur. The Amar Rabbi Barachana Ubedahava Kamedi Rabbi Yochanan Bechnishta Demal Gdi Vishotlo Bechilbo. The Yosef Vishilah Rabbi Yochanan Vehama Kolav Ochalacha Megillah Chalbo. How many truths does the Gemara give? Three. One. Haukara Shabbat. Two. Kulya Bechalba Hava Vishaya. Three. Kilchis Beilfus Hava. Right? But also Shalu. Rabbi Yochanan, Amalu, the Tamek Fel Amar Mo. What's that mean? What's that all about? The whole story, I got the whole story wrong. Everything was wrong. Forget it. Lahadan. Tam the Smak, you know which Torah I like best? The Lahadan. That's the right test. And the further to which are they wrong in terms of the history, but they're wrong in din also. We don't pass in that way. That's how he sort of gone close to Smak. I mean, I'm just saying I don't have a Smak. I sort of gone close. He says, the old Barman day, that was Shinuya the Kachosh Havavach and Shinuya the Kulia Abachalba Havavach, Lokoi. What does Lokoi mean? They're not so. Doesn't stand up. Ela Kilchas Vachuli. The old Soteret Balisto Kala Rishon, who Vishtayan Oseh Beshishim. What does that sound like you're saying? The first two words is just by the board. Forget it. V'chiyagav nika b'shas heicha de v'shan itzlos v'shinuyim ha'achon balista ha'rishonim ad kan l'shonim. Therefore, that's one reason why we should be machmir, because the whole territory is wrong. You said krum is lapsik, you're wrong. Then he says another thing. V'od. I'll give you another one. V'od. Dilma mafkis ha'krum. K'mashakos v'tarakam v'chum. That until now was a halachic statement. Say it, what you said until now is wrong. Now it's taking a practical consideration. The krum is matzik, yes, if it remains intact. So then it may spring a leak. Spring a leak in the krum. So you call Bob to fix it, it's too late. Fatik said it got through. Moses is a cool enough test. Then the Ramah says, Yineha Rav, lo svirale kismak. He doesn't like the smak. He rejects the smack because the smack said that kochosh wouldn't make a difference, but the Ramos kochosh would make a difference. Only one, yeah, you know, he takes them here and pulls to there. He said kochosh would make only one technicality. We have no idea what kochosh is, but at least in theory, kochosh would make a difference. And not to mean it for the Rabbana, this is really, you know, etc. No, he'll get out of his own way. But you see from the Ramah, he rejects the smack, who in turn rejects the whole Gemara. The Ramah likes Gemara. The Ramah says the Gemara is right. Why should you reject it entirely? No, so why is he machmer over here? V'gam svara. The mifchis ain't no klum. What's mifchis mean? Mifchis akrum, spring a leaf. Ah! Kemashikatsu b'chul and sham in dafches. Dafches. Dafki loch ashna mifchis ashna, yeah? No, so I was sorry. The Vilna Gaon just took a head off. What a beautiful shiur the Gaon just said. He said a whole shiur why? That's remarkable, and he just knocked the whole shiur off. He knocked the whole shiur off. The Ramah doesn't hold like the smack. Doesn't hold like that. So why should send to Taka? Why are we remarkable? Because the Gemara is not tested, we don't hold it, we're not afraid of holes. Umash, because of a Rav, a Chay Noagin, the Chumra, new Taka Y. Hainu Mishum, the Einan of the Kiyin, Umashar, and Bakal Chayla Bishishim Kanal. What's that? That's the first thing to smile. I skipped it before. Why? Because why? What's he talking about? What's he saying? No, he didn't say. Why shouldn't Krum be mafsik? This is it. It's a bit. Wasn't one. Hayalam shaling about kulia bechel bahava. Hayalam shah. Shaya. It's mafsik. Elamai, there are more holes. that were not bucky what shomein was not. Nothing. But I know already. Ramah, so we're not sure what is shomein and what is not shomein. Okay? I'm asking for that. I'm asking for that. The problem is, what about the Gemara? What the Gemara say? So the Gemara says that Krum is mafzik the Dove Shamek. Assuming, because I imagine, I'm not sure what the Gon means. The Gemara. Maybe the Gon means that the Gemara is talking about a Krum which was itself was not Shamek. Go back to what we discussed before, though. The Krum was not Shamek. What if the Krum itself was Shamek? Then there would be Taurus, right? So they knew which Krum was Shamek, which Krum wasn't Shamek. We don't know anything. Now that we know what Bas is Shamek, Bas is not Shamek, we're not sure what Krum is Shamek, what Krum is not Shamek. If the Krum is Shamek, we're after the whole thing, yeah? No, we don't know anything. We don't know a thing.
So in order to...
You can quote me on that. What?
In order to be up, you need Kalev Shamek and Krum Shamek, or even...
Maybe either. Well, the Krum has to be Shamek, no? The Gemara says Krum is Mafsik. No? So how do we go against the Gemara? So the Gron reject the other two reasons. We're not afraid of the whole, and we don't reject the Gemara's teretz. So what is the Ramah talking about? Well, we're not Bekiyim. You know, that's the limit. That doesn't ask everything in the world, it's not Bekiyim. But the Krum is Mafsik. So maybe he means, that only means. Maybe it means the Krum itself would spread the wealth, spread the tariff. Yes? Ah, you mean chelav kuliy is shamek, but we have like super fat, fat and super fat, so fat that it will go right through the kuliy, the krum, and we're not sure what super fat. Maybe.
No, we have this
as
the
chelav. I don't know. I find the Vilna Gaon to be unclear. What's he saying? No? So the Smak wasn't talking about this case with Dafka only. The Smak could have been talking in general. No? How do you get rid of the Gemara's Teretz? Gemara says Krum is Mafsik. What does the Gon mean? Huh? Could be. Could be. All right. I'm sorry?
Is there a much over the second chair?
Which second pair?
Well, maybe over the first, the Kelly's not to be there. It doesn't hold the second one about how we'll cook for the.
He would mean he rejects the Gemara.
Maybe
that's his problem. But the Gaon doesn't like that. If the Gaon had said that way, fine, but the Gaon rejects that. And what's his proof to reject? Because he assumes it's double or nothing. If you reject, you're saying you should accept one and reject the other. The Gaon assumes not. Either you hold like a smack and reject everything, or you reject nothing. Why should you reject, pick and choose? What is that? Hefkevel. This Gemara like that Gemara. This Gemara. Yeah. That the Gaon cannot tolerate. I know. I'm sorry.
Why didn't you like just saying that in another
Bekiyim? Bekiyim of what? Why are we not Bekiyim? You don't know how fat the fat is. What's fat? So let it be fat. But the Gemara is like Krum stops the fat from penetrating. No? And I'm thinking, how do you know this Gemara? Gemara says, Kulyo b'chal b'av v'shari. What do the words mean? No? Unless you say it means...
Yeah,
it's only had fat over it. Whatever. I'm not exactly sure what he means. If you can figure out more precisely and rigorously what the Gaon means, let me know. I don't know. Yes? I don't know. None of the side. I don't know. So Ramah goes even further, look what he says. In this Bashel Kach, Hakulya Nasis Nevela, the Tzarev Shishim Negat Kula, Vuadin Bekrum Shalayoseres. Why? So the Gaon explains, Kishitaso to the Isa Dovuk. I'm reading Chaticha Nasna. This is a real big problem over here. What does Dovuk mean? Usually if something mixes into a pot, we assume it just spreads uniformly and immediately, not instantaneously, but basically immediately throughout the entire pot. But Isa Dovuk, you know what I mean? It's an Isa, and Dovuk, stuck onto it, is a piece of heter. We assume that the Isa gets into that chaticha, into that covering so quickly that it pours into the chaticha so quickly, it makes that chaticha straight, that it's not an avela. And each shishim not only connected the original thing, but connected the davar adavak as well. You'll see this throughout. You'll constantly be running into this concept of Isa davak. I'm pretty much meet it over here. You understand? Isa davak means it's which is attached, and therefore it becomes trace, and each shishim connected it. Not only connected the original it. Okay. Now. Let me tell you a story. What? No, not at all. Tell your story, yeah? That's right. You still haven't answered my question, but the Gemara is just telling me here that the Kerum is Mafsik. No? Ah.
So why is the
Gemara saying it's Mutter? Oh, I think he's trying to say. Good. That's what entered through MR before. I never verbalized. That's what I think it's. I think this is what it means. Maybe it's what you mean, maybe it's what I mean, maybe it's someone else meant. Maybe it's what the group. Maybe it's even the Vilna Gaon meant. What happened over here? You have this mysterious krum. Okay, here's the krum. Here's the chaler, the evil chaler. Okay? And here's the rest of the meat. The Gemara says the krum is mafsik. Good? Terrific. So the krum is mafsik. Good. So the chaler cannot be mefapea. Memela what? Memela, everything is fine and dandy. There's only one problem. This krum itself, right? May have, that goes back to what we discussed at the beginning, that's why, right. May have a little bit of something or other in it, right? And therefore that little bit should require kadei klipa. As we saw before, what did the Mechaber say? Kul yad shetzlo v'chelba ena osa ela kadei klipa shakur mafik. What kind of, what kadei klipa? People wear. Maybe you learn it, maybe we have discussions, you need kadei klipa of the krum or kadei klipa beyond the krum. That's what everyone was fighting about when we saw them in the Tzeltzis. Maybe he's learning it means kadei klipa beyond the krum. But since we're not the kiyim, in what shomein, so that kadei klipa beyond the krum translates for us into what? The whole thing. In other words, we were undone. The kula was undone by the fact that we're not bekiyin what's kachash and what's shamin. No. Slow. The Gemara has two distinct terus. First one of the teres, who kachash out. Kachash only goes clear klipa. So there's a separate teres. Ain't a chanabi of shamin. Right? But the krum is mafsik. Right? Why the krum mafsik? Because the krum doesn't have to go through. But you still need a kadei klipa. Where's the kadei klipa? Let's assume for argument's sake, beyond the krum. Right? And that's fine. Because we know for a fact the krum is not a davar shamin. That's at least Amarorim knew. But we don't know anything. As far as we're concerned, maybe the krum itself is shamin. As the krum itself is shamin, then its kadei klipa would go even to the entire can be? No, you meant?
No.
Then blame it on me. No. Because we, a lot of things are not shamim. There's the shock that things we know for a fact are not shamim. We're still not for the shamim. Low plug. But chumah de rabbanah, of it's vana ramah, low plug.
Say,
ayin ha-netzah, yachol-netzah. Good question. Say that by all cases saying an answer Yochel Esther by Dov Hashemim, by Mefapeya, by Dov Hashemim. You know, right. There's saying an answer over there. So there are Chashuvah and Esakasha. Sure. It doesn't apply over here. Whatever reason. If I pop them, it's different. It's different. It's acceptable.
So who is the person with the Hashem Fatimah?
In effect, it's a kind of a sort of. I don't know. So, what do you want to say?
Well,
get three.
He said the first in Seneca and the Gemara being close to each other. Maybe they're just saying, they're just saying two parts of the same story. The Gemara is saying.
Two different people are speaking.
No, the Gemara is the first said that it's tough, and then the Gemara is just telling us.
Did they argue?
No, that's not true. What do you say the second character being.
You mean? The second is explaining the first.
Right.
I don't know. I think we've run the gamut. I don't know. If anyone's in a better chat, let me know, please. Okay. Maisa Shoya Kafai. I'm telling you the story because it may happen to you. The story goes back quite a few years, right after I was married. And one of my wife's relatives came to Sheva Brachos or something, or came to visit us and left us some food. You know, included in the food was an Empire chicken. What a beautiful wedding gift, an Empire chicken. So we put it in the freezer. Okay, I didn't mention the relative. Put it in the freezer. And we left it there. Then we decided one day, I had a charusa come to my house to learn every night. Who would come, we'd sit and learn together. And once we decided that maybe we should invite him over for supper. Fine. Some of you may know him. We get to know him this coming year. We go to Gush. His name is Rav Ezra Bick. Anyone have a learn Gush here? No? So that's from your perspective, Tommy. You can tell him, he'll remember the story. So, finally, invited him for supper. That was our first guest, I think. You know, the week after we were married, our first guest to come for supper before we learn and have chicken. Fine, so we made the chicken. And after the chicken was made, we open up the shroud of the chicken, and there it is, right there. The liver. In the middle of the chicken. It has been cooked in a bag. We noticed afterwards on the plastic wrapping, it says, there's a inside of this chicken is a liver, which must be removed and kashered separately, something like that. That was a small print. My wife never seen a Empire chicken before, because her mother wasn't used to buying it in that form. She didn't look, she just put it in and made it. Now the shayla, what do you do? The liver, we shall see later, has to be kashered, you know, with plia. They don't kasher at all. It's totally unkashered liver. The liver, no question, is trey. Now, so the liver is trey, so it means it has water, trey, stam, blood. That they render the entire chicken trey. Aha, wait. But there's a plastic around it. So that's a bag. So, crumb. The whole story is crumb. The bottom line of the story was, and you get your Rambik will confirm, that night we ate tuna fish. Which, of course, is some of our much worse, right? That was a joke we made then. Never going to tell the story. I'd make the same joke. Okay. In any event, the question is, what were we right or were we wrong? There are most of the tshuva about this. How can you not have a tshuva? It's the most common shayla in America. I've had the shadow 10 times since. I mean, well, that happened to me once. I think, oh, it's a freak. Then I became a rabbi in a shul. Every newlywed that first shadow was the liver of the chicken. I'm telling you now, when you get your empire chicken, watch out. It's very hard. It's very difficult. Yeah. Oh yeah, the same thing. Same thing. Oh no, there it is. Must have been I wasn't in the shiva. And it happens all. It's a regular. What they do there? Do the fish. Probably. So I'll tell you the truth. The problem is like this. Here's the real problem. You have to divide into two. Is the chicken roasted or is the chicken cooked? No. The irony is that usually, as my wife in my house, usually when she makes a regular chicken, it's roasted. And she puts it in a regular chicken from the butcher, cuts it into quarters, and it's roasted. But apparently the only way to make this kind of chicken is cooking. Some, I don't know exactly the connection, but and it was cooked. Since it was cooked, nothing to talk about. That's a trade. However, I should say this, that's not true. Happened to another Chosheb of Talmud Chacham called me up and was they also have, which is, where is it? Menachem Shrader, where is he really now? The one that you also have, hold on, it's a God, I met a Gzera. There's no Gzera by a Terah Bola by no Son of God. That's what he said? Wait a minute. That's the question, Chumas, yeah. I mean, logically, none. I mean, I don't mean logically. Practically, none. Conceptually, yes. On a practical level, there's no difference. Because if you're going to make a mistake and you use a ben yomo instead of an inner ben yomo, the bust of the chol will be just as trace as it would have been if it had been balua from hand. But it's a conceptual distinction. Although practically there should be no difference, but conceptually, they never made it there by a double heter. That's all.
Five is
a trace.
Nine out of
ten
is a trace.
Right.
Nine out of
ten
is
a trace. Right. That's right. Very often, because they're all chazal, they have a practical reason, but they're phrased and formulated conceptually with a certain gedder. And the gedder is only by a double which is trace, not by that which is kosher. It's a very appealing point, logically, but of course no one in the world does it. Even if it's very also on Talmud told him, I'm not going to do this. He's right, I'm not listening to the Rebbe.
Well,
you're making a mistake. It could end up costing more in the long run. Okay. Truma le'vashe v'chulim in bishlam and osentam. Bishlam a truma. Palm like